Hosea chapter 14, verse 1. Turn back, O Israel, unto Jehovah thy God, for thou hast stumbled by thine iniquity. Iniquity means sin. The Israelites stumbled because of their sin, which is what all of us do when we're sinning. We make so many mistakes when we're living in sin. We're not thinking clearly, and our choices are not good. And it says, turn back to the Lord. If you find yourself making a lot of really bad choices, then repent of the things that you know you're doing wrong, and then the Lord will help you to make better choices about the other stuff that you don't yet understand. A lot of times we lack understanding because we won't even obey what we do know. 2. Take with you words and turn to Jehovah. Say ye unto him, take away all iniquity and give good, and we do render the fruit of our lips. The Lord says, you need to take the time to praise my name and ask me to change you so that you can praise me even more. And this is great advice for anybody who struggles with sin. Take time to talk to God and praise him and thank him for what he's done and ask him to change you. 3. Assure doth not save us. On a horse we ride not, nor do we say any more, our God, to the work of our hands. For in thee find mercy doth the fatherless. This verse is teaching the Israelites what they should do to repent. They should confess to the Lord that the Assyrians cannot save them. And this is like you and I confessing that the world has nothing to offer us, and the world cannot save us. They're also going to say, we won't ride on a horse. In the Bible, the Lord never wanted the Israelites to have many horses in their army, because a horse symbolizes man's strength, and he did not want them to fight with their own strength. He wanted them to fight in faith and let him win the battle for them. So we need to stop living in our own strength. We don't have to get that perfect job. We don't have to marry that perfect person. We don't have to have that perfect house. We need to fight in faith and let God win our battles. Let him choose the house and the career and the mate and everything else. It also says that we will not worship the works of our own hands. In their case, it meant worshiping idols, but in your case, what does it mean? Don't worship your gym physique. Don't worship your career or your children's accomplishments or your standing in the church. So in other words, don't worship things that you have created. And it says, the Lord is merciful toward the fatherless. The world is never going to take care of the weak and the helpless. They might claim that they do, and they might throw a few dollar bills at people every now and then, but ultimately, they don't really lift people out of sin. It's only God who helps the weak and the helpless. 4. I heal their backsliding. I love them freely, for turned back hath mine anger from him. The hymn here is the chosen son, which is Israel. The Lord says, when they repent and they turn to me and they glorify me, then I'm going to heal their backsliding, which means he will heal us from our addictions, our baggage, and all of our problems that originated with our own sin. He will heal that trauma when we repent and follow him and trust him. It also says he will love them freely when they repent. 5. I am as dew to Israel. He flourisheth as a lily, and he striketh forth his roots as Lebanon. This is a metaphor, and it says that the Lord is like the dew that nourishes the land, and he causes lilies to grow. Israel will grow like a lily in the morning dew, and its roots will be in Lebanon. Lebanon was a beautiful cedar forest that was on the north of Israel. The beauty of Israel will return when the Lord forgives and restores. You'll notice that people, when they're deep in sin, they're not beautiful on the inside or the outside. They start to look bad. Their character traits make them look worse. But when we're following Christ, there's a beauty in us that other people can see. It's the beauty of Jesus Christ. but we do become more beautiful both inside and outside when we're following the Lord. 6. Go on, do his sucklings, and his beauty is as an olive, and he hath fragrance as Lebanon. When the Lord restores the Israelites, their children, their toddlers, will flourish. Israel will be as beautiful as an olive. An olive is one of the most precious fruits. It has a great value. It also says that Israel will have the fragrance of Lebanon, so it will smell like cedar. Cedar is the most luxurious scent. 7. Return do the dwellers under his shadow. They revive as corn and flourish as a vine. His memorial is as wine of Lebanon. The Lord says that when the Israelites return to me and follow me again, it will be like they're living in the shade. They won't be exposed to the harsh sun anymore. And they will grow like a field of corn, and they'll flourish like a vineyard. He also says that his own memorial will be like the wine of Lebanon. So apparently Lebanon also had vineyards as well as forests. 8. O Ephraim, what to me any more with idols? I afflicted, and I cause him to sing. I am as a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. The Lord says, when you return to me, O tribe of Ephraim, you won't want your idols anymore, and you will sing a song to me, saying that I have made you as the cedar tree. The cedar tree, among other things, symbolizes royalty, and Jesus is our royal King of Kings and Prince of Peace. The Lord afflicts us when we sin because he's disciplining us, but then he also causes us to sing when he forgives and restores. 9. Who is wise and doth understand these, prudent and knoweth them? For upright are the ways of Jehovah, and the righteous go on in them, and the transgressors stumble therein. The Lord says, if you are wise, meaning that you want to obey God, then you will understand God's ways. But if you are evil, if you want to sin, then you'll actually stumble because of his ways. In the New Testament, Paul spoke about this. He said that the laws of God actually reveal our sins. And this is because we don't want to follow the laws of God. So the laws of God reveal how sinful we are and actually cause us to sin because we're in rebellion to those laws. But when we love the Lord and we're following him, then we flourish in his laws and we are prudent. Wisdom isn't knowledge. It's practicing the knowledge that you have. It's doing what you know you're supposed to do. Knowledge is simply the information of what we're supposed to do. It's how we're supposed to live. But wisdom is when we put that knowledge into practice. Hosea's name means salvation. So his name is a reference to the Messiah, and that is Jesus Christ. In this book, the Lord was punishing the Israelites for their sin, but he also promised that they would be restored and saved one day. And that concludes Hosea chapter 14. It also concludes the book of Hosea. The next book that we read will be Joel.